Faithward Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Isaiah, and we're in chapter 59. I trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. They come up behind them, they bash their windows out, they're trying to get in the door. It's like the scariest thing you can possibly imagine. You know what that is? That is what I've said to you in past. Zombies are living dead people. You were once dead in trespasses and sins. Zombies feed off of the living. They are feeding off of those who are productive by destroying the production or the product. We are looking at a world that has lost its mind. And we are willing in some sectors of our country to, in fact, defund the police. They die. They have no conscience. They may still be walking around out there, but they die. And it says, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. That's why they die, because the eggs break forth into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments. They're weaving webs. They know it. They know this has got to go somewhere. The problem is they don't know where it's going. They haven't thought that far ahead. Why? Because they're full-grown adolescents. They're old enough to know better, but don't have a lick of sense. They don't realize that they're cutting off the very branch that sustains them. In our country, we've become so politically correct that we don't know how to fight back for ourselves, and our police are being demoralized. If they push somebody down, if somebody cuts their head, if somebody, you know, gets hurt in the course of a common day, nobody's asking how often does this happen, by the way, which it doesn't happen very often at all, like we've seen recently. The whole world's blown up. And what I'm trying to say to you is they have completely lost the plot. What they're doing is going to destroy what they are walking on. And that's what he says. Their webs shall not become garments. What they're doing right now is going to be turning into something where it comes down to it. That the survival of the fittest, the law of the jungle, will become how things are done. And those who are weaving webs in the higher places of our government, the Pelosis and the Schumers, what are they doing? They're saying, it's Trump's fault. How is it Trump's fault? It's not Trump's fault. It's that police officer who did his thing's fault for what he did, and everybody who picked up a club, a bat, or a brick, or who delivered bricks and hit bats, those people are at fault for their sin, and every man shall give an account of himself before Almighty God. And that's what they've forgotten. Because as they continue to put more wood on the fire in this country, they don't understand that this is not going to end well for them. Verse 6 says, their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. And it says, their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Doesn't this look like a running narrative? It's crazy. This is like right out of the newspaper. Their feet run to evil. You've seen the video clips. They're running from one store to the next. Some people are running up and hitting people with boards. You saw perhaps the man who was kicked to death. One guy warming up like he's a place kicker to kick the man's head. He's laying there. His hand is distorted. I'm telling you what is true. It happened. And it's happening. Because we know what's in man's way. And we know the world's way. Their feet run to evil. They make haste to shed blood, verse 7. To shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they have not known. Now, if you were to ask what peace is, most of us would have a pretty similar idea. But let me give you the Hebrew word for peace. It means completeness, soundness, welfare. It has the idea of safety, soundness, health, prosperity, tranquility, contentment. None of that is in these people's hearts. If they had that in their hearts and in their lives, they wouldn't be able to be complicit with all of this other stuff that's going on. It would be shocking to them, as it is to many of us. Shocking, but it's not shocking. It's what they've been used to, what they've fostered. And I want you to know that there are peaceful protesters in the midst of this nonsense. And they're upset. They feel like they got to do something. But most of them don't leave when the thing goes sideways. What I'm saying is if I was a police captain and bringing my men into there, I would immediately get on that bullhorn and I'd say, every one of you who's peaceful, leave now. Because what's going to happen next is not going to be pretty. And if somebody got in our way as we were walking through, we'd push them out of the way. If they fell down and busted their head, maybe we'd dispatch one guy to go and say, get some help for him. Let's keep going, fellas. Come on, bring it through. This has to be stopped. Every one of our officers are subjected to becoming astonished to the point where they just quit. 57 of them resigned because two of them were being vilified because somebody on a video said, how could they do that? Well, they had to do it. It's a riot out there. Now, I don't think it's good the man fell down and busted his head, but what was he doing in their way? You stand in front of a truck that's going through, you're going to get hit. Now, this is common sense. And he was old enough to know better than to be there. He wasn't a little kid or a young man who's full of, you know, spit and vinegar. He was a guy who knew better, and he's up in their face. A lot like that man who said he was an Indian and he was protesting. If you saw the full video back when, that pro-life march, and the guy was right in the little boy's face, and he just was good about not doing anything. And CNN, everybody got sued. It was good because they got righteousness. But you know, the old man should have said, yeah, well, you know, I was kind of having a day. None of that. He should have been put in jail or something because of all he cost, in some sense. No, he was intimidating a child, is what he was doing. No, the way of peace they have not known, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Now, that's tragic, but you know, the Bible says the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. So that means they embrace a lie. And it's tragic that they will never know peace, but that's what happens. They go from idolatry, they worship their ideas and their sin, and then they get into immorality because that's their payoff, you know. It's like when Mormonism began to take little children and marry them because they're... You say, well, don't talk about... No! This is the way of the world. Immorality begat indecency. We just told the world that we're okay with men marrying men in this country. And where do we want God in this equation? We want Him to get in line. That's what this world wants. They want God to get in line. And if He's not good with it, we'll kick Him out of the country. No, the Bible says, crooked places they have made for themselves. It says, whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Why? Because indecency goes to insensitivity. They won't even feel the conscience anymore. They'll hit somebody with a board and feel like that was their right to do it. If you do not know the true God and have Him as your grand fear object, what do you have left? This world has no peace. Therefore, is judgment far from us? Neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity for brightness, but we walk in darkness. I said we know man. We know the world. This is the world. You know, for you and me, we come in here this morning knowing it's been a crazy week. But we, most of us, know that you're going to have that because this is what is in man's heart. We're going to go and say, yeah, I know. The Bible says men shall be proud, boasters, blasphemers, discontent. You know, all of the things that it says in 2 Timothy 3, we know. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. We know these things. So we're like shocked and aghast, but we're not astonished. Do you know what astonishment is? Astonishment in the Bible is where, like with Nabal. Remember Nabal? He was a fool. His name means fool, and he was a fool. And he was married to Abigail, and David had been protecting his livelihood. And he came in and said, can we get a little food for our men? And his servants would have told him in a minute, this guy has been backing us up. But Nabal said, get off my land. Who do you think you are? I don't even know David. His wife saw the writing on the wall, and she went out and intervened, and she took in provisions. She said, please don't let the fool make you do something you're going to feel bad about. When she told Nabal later that she had gone in there and done that, the Bible says that he was astonished. It says that his heart became stone. And in 10 days, he died because the Lord smote him. Do you know what happens to an officer who goes into a hot place like that? Esper was telling our soldiers last night, when they were supposed to protect the president and the White House, they were told not to take bullets and not to wear helmets. Do you know what happens when that happens? Now, there must have been something else going on because I didn't hear Trump say anything and I didn't hear anything this morning of really terrible things. But that would be demoralizing. What would that lead to? Astonishment of heart. Hearts turning to stone. And what you're seeing is we're telling our police officers you can't defend yourself. We're telling our National Guard that they can't defend themselves. They can go into harm's way, but they cannot defend property or people. And that's going to make our country more impoverished than ever. This is not over. We're just in church today. They're still making plans because nobody's really shutting it down. Did you know that the Prime Minister of Canada bowed the knee to the protesters? The Prime Minister, that's the king on the chessboard, came out and bowed the knee to the protesters. George W. Bush, I won't vote for Trump. He's already come out. I won't vote for him. You're looking at stuff that's just crazy town out there. The Bible says, therefore, judgment is far from him, and the whole world's walking in obscurity. The idea of obscurity means darkness. It means a secret place. They don't even know where they are. They're grappling with where they are. Look how he depicts it. He says, for brightness we're looking for, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. They don't have any eyes. They are blind and cannot see. They are spiritually incapable because they've not known the way of peace. And I'm talking about the world now. Pervasively, this world is beginning to see how it just doesn't work to do the evil. You know, we've been just recently told that our president defunded the World Health Organization, right? And there are people saying, how could he? And celebrities have a party and they get online and they sing songs and they're raising money for the World Health Organization. The number one man who is actually funding them now is Bill Gates. Do you know that they want to teach four-year-olds about sexual stuff that is completely out of control? That is now. That's on the docket now. The entire world, they're the World Health Organization. They want to teach your children that that little boy that you are so fond of is, yeah, that's okay. A lot of boys love boys. And they want to start right there. Is God watching? Is God taking notes? When do you think the hammer falls? I believe it falls when the children go into jeopardy. And what we're seeing is there are those who would like to defend the evil, and there's only a very few people who are standing up for the good. The Bible says these people are stumbling. They're like walking in desolate places as dead men. There it is again, verse 10. They eat the eggs, they die. They're walking as dead men. We roar all like bears. We mourn sore like doves, verse 11. That's because depression. You know, when the excitement and exhilaration of breaking windows and carrying out loot and when it all stops, they have to live with themselves. Everyone who hit that man on the street or that woman in the head and beat the man, shot the cop, and there were several that were killed just last night. These people have to go home and live with themselves. And if they can live with themselves, it's because they're walking dead. And the devil's pleased to leave them alone. But the demons aren't so pleased. They love to jump all over your guilt. They love to needle you for your sin. Listen, there's a battlefield, and it's not against flesh and blood. It's against spiritual wickedness in high places. These people are being manipulated by the prince of the power of the air. The one who we all walked according to before we were saved.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio, and I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies, and we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.